The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I'm satisfied mainly with the outstanding work of the Buffalo Police Department here, along with the cooperation of the business owners in the Allentown area here. I want to reemphasize that there is absolutely no crime problem at all in the Allentown area here. There is no reason why anyone should feel concerned about coming down to Allentown to enjoy the holiday season. This was a situation where these two individuals knew one another. They had an acquaintance. And the individuals involved in this incident got into a fight originally in the bar. The fight spilled out into the street in front of the bar. They continued to engage in the altercation in the middle of the street there in front of the bar. And then the defendant allegedly went to his vehicle, got a gun, came back and shot the victim. So this was not a random act of violence at the bar. This was not a situation where an individual was coming into the Allentown area to cause trouble, coming into the bar to scare any of the patrons at all. So I want the public to be assured here that the Allentown area is one of the finest areas we have in the city. People should enjoy the area for the holidays. This was a act of violence, obviously that's uncalled for, and obviously disrupts the community, but it was involved two individuals who knew one another.
Still tragic nonetheless.
Absolutely tragic. Absolutely tragic. I mean, it's uncalled for. He has not been found guilty yet. These are allegations, so obviously he's innocent until proven guilty. But the allegations are serious. The allegations are that he shot and killed another human being, which it doesn't get any more serious than that.
In court, as part of the decision on whether or not to have bail, your ADA mentioned that there's video of him allegedly doing this.
Correct.
And you said in your opening remarks that you'd like to thank the business people.
Yes.
And I then assume that's where the video came from. Can you talk about that at all?
I can't. I don't want to talk about it in particular because I want to, that'll all be fleshed out at trial. I will say this, though, that the video that we have came from the business community.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want to say which one or what building and all that, but
But that's the role they played. They provided video.
Correct. There was video that we obtained that was a video from a business entity on the street.
Inside and outside, or just outside?
Outside. Just outside.
And as a result, you're okay with obviously the bail decision?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
The other one I wanted to ask you a little bit about is Jalen Wiggins this morning. It was basically a status conference before Judge Petrushka.
Okay.
But I know it's a case that you had some concerns about before because the crimes that he's alleged to have committed, he committed while he was out on bail in a case where you didn't want him to be out on bail. Am I ringing bells here?
I mean, listen here. We ask for bail when we feel that it's appropriate. You know, I have made a conscious decision here over the course of my almost first year in office now to not have people incarcerated while they're pending charges if it is not justified. And whenever I ask for bail, whenever I have my attorneys, in court ask for bail, I have a thought process behind it. I don't just willy-nilly ask for bail in order to keep someone in custody while they're pending charges. Because again, they're not guilty yet. They are pending charges. But when I believe that someone is a flight risk, when I believe that someone who has a history of committing criminal acts or not showing up to court, then I ask for bail. And when I was a former judge, so I'm not gonna criticize any judge's decision here. I mean, each judge in this county, in this city, makes up his or her mind on what's appropriate, and we'll just have to respectfully disagree on occasion. Okay. Yeah. You guys want to talk about the animal case at all? Were you there for that at all, or not?
I was not there.
Okay.
There for it, but
okay. Well, yeah. This is a serious case in my opinion too. Here, I mean, we have a 47-year-old James Craddock, Craddock, of Buffalo, who was a City of Buffalo seasonal employee, who was working on September 23rd, 2017, and he allegedly stabbed a dog. He had a prior, he knew the dog owner and this dog on prior occasions. He had run-ins allegedly with this dog owner and this dog. And he on September 23rd did something that I find, inconceivable here, where he pulled out a knife allegedly and stabbed this dog. And unfortunately, the dog is fine. The dog recovered, but the dog had a stab wound, lost some blood, had to go to the vet and be taken care of. And now Mr. Craddock's biggest problem is that He is now confronted with a DA who's a dog lover. And Mr. Craddock has basically two choices here in this case. He can plead guilty to the animal cruelty charge, or this case will go to trial, because I have zero tolerance for any kind of physical harm to a dog or any kind of animal, quite frankly.
What could he face? What is the extent of the charge?
He's charged with an unclassified felony on the cruelty to the animal. He's also charged with an A misdemeanor, a menacing in the second degree, and criminal possession of a weapon in the third degree, which the allegation is that when he pulled out the knife, he caused fear to the dog owner. So the last two charges relate to the dog owner. He faces a maximum of 7 years in prison on all the charges here. So he faces some serious time here, but the serious time that he faces is because this is a serious offense. And I consider all cruelty to animal charges a serious offense. And Mr. Craddock now is gonna now have to face those charges. And he was arraigned on them this morning. And so we will now proceed with the trial.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.